Hi, welcome to Just Friend Zone. I'm Kevin.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Josh.
I'm Damien.
So with heading the clouds around the corner, we thought it'd be a fun time to reflect on music festivals or like any live events that we've all been to. You know, we actually all went to Head in the Clouds together last year. So it'd just be fun time to like reminisce. You know, it was mine, Jackie's, and Josh's first music festival, and Damien just dragged us along for the ride since he was a veteran of the scene. But yeah, I think it was a really good time. It's funny because I think we talked about how we were going to record talking about Head in the Clouds, like when we went, and then a whole year passed, and so now we're like, well, we might as well record it, like, you know, because it's around the corner. But yeah, so it was a good time. I don't know how you guys felt though, but
I loved it. It was so much fun.
What was your favorite part, Jackie?
You already know.
she's like blushing because I already know it's about Jay Park.
Three favorite parts. First favorite part, because we all went together. Second favorite part, I saw Chung-a. And third favorite part, I saw Jay Park.
Shirtless.
Oh yeah, he took off his shirt. I have it on camera.
I feel like that was Jackie's bucket list all crossed off in one go.
And I appreciate Kevin for staying with me during the Jay Park set so I wasn't by myself.
Dude, it got really crowded and like musty in there. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It was nasty as hell. That's why I was so glad I left and I went hanging out with Damien and Kayla.
Yeah. There's like a bunch of like crusty looking dudes like all pressing up. I was just like, what is going on right now? Like, this is gross.
I definitely gave people dirty looks from pushing me.
It was, Head in the Clouds was my first festival in a while. And it had all the earmarks of maybe this is why I'm feeling more like I'm retired, because I was just like, oh, these are all stereotypical things that you can expect from a music festival that I do not want to encounter anymore. Like the really expensive food, the claustrophobia, people cramming into a really small space trying to get to the front, walking away and then having no cellular connection and spending the longest time trying to find Josh. Just because I had like one bar and I felt like he was the only person I was getting messages through to. So it was a fun time with you guys. I'm glad that I got to be there to experience all your guys' first time going to a festival. But at the same time, man, I am glad that is not a regular part of my life anymore. Maybe once in a while I'll do it, but it's not like how before I used to go like once every month or once every 2 months kind of thing.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. Very tiring. And everything was super expensive. I think I spent like, I don't know. I didn't even look how much I spent actually, but I think estimating just like on food and drinks, I think it was about like a couple $100. Yeah. It hurt me, dude. Cause I was trying to stay hydrated and like waters were like $2 each. And so every time I just go get water, I would just chug one. And then I'm like, okay, I'm thirsty again. And I would chug it. And so I spent a lot of money on just water and like food and drink.
Mm-hmm. I remember the food being really expensive. Cause I think it was like, $10 just for like an order of fries or something.
Yeah.
It was like almost that. Yeah. And then like trying to buy like a decent meal for yourself was like close to $30. But then like, you know, we all were like, oh, let's go to the merch line. And it's like, okay, well, if we came all this way, you got to buy something from the merch line, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's funny. I actually bought like a Chung-ha shirt. And then I was like, once I like wore it, I was like, this is not in a style for men. So I'm probably never wearing this again.
Oh man, you should just give it to Amanda.
I did. That's actually exactly what I did with it. One day she was like over and then I was like, hey, do you want a Chung-ha shirt? And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm never going to wear this. So if you want it. And then she's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then she like put it on. She's like, oh, it does fit. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's like a size medium. So it's probably like a little like, you know, not like a tight fit at least. So it was like a decent fit on her. So she's like, okay. So yeah, so that's what happened to my $70 Chung-ha shirt.
Yeah, that's $70?
I think it was like $70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy.
And then I fronted the cost for Jackie's merch too, and then she Venmo'd me later. So like, I think my Venmo charge or my total charge like on that day for the merch was like close to 200. Yeah, damn. I was like, damn. Because like Damien's telling us like, you know, he went to like one like every month or every other month, and it's like, okay, so if you were going, like first you're buying tickets, right? Like that's a lot of money on its own. And then like the food and the drinks cost, like that Josh was mentioning, and the merch cost, and then the recreational cost, right? Like we know what we're talking about when we say recreational cost, right? Like, water. You know?
Yep. Yeah.
Like that's a lot of money. And I'm just like, yo, Damien, how are you? I mean, it makes sense when Damien tells us he was working like two or three jobs, you know, like to fund that lifestyle. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. That's that actually checks out. You could probably have just cut out the festivals and not have to work two jobs though.
Yeah, I mean, so for clarification, I actually never buy merch. I rarely buy merch from an event because for me, it's more about the memories and going and being able to have a good time. And I know that the merch is expensive, so I actually do that rarely. So I did not do that every single time I went to a festival. And, you know, me being like the group I would always go with, my rave fam, my event fam, just like people I party with, we would get food beforehand and or probably go out to eat afterwards. Even if it's late night, we would go out to like try to find like a McDonald's, In-N-Out, some sort of like midnight meal place. So we saved a lot of money on like other things outside of that. Mm-hmm. But just it was purely me just buying tickets to the festival. That's where a lot of my money was going to, for sure.
Yeah, but I also feel like, you know, you say that like it's about the memories of going. I feel like having the merch is part of the memories too. Like it's funny. Like, I didn't plan this, guys, but I'm wearing the Twice shirt like that I got from the recent concert. I swear I didn't plan it. I just happened to be like wearing it. It was on the floor of my room, so I was like, I'll just wear this real quick because I wasn't wearing a shirt before this. Anyway, so I think like buying the merch though, every time I see it, it brings back like the memory of being at that event. So for example, like last year when Josh and I went to the Twice concert, I bought the crew neck sweater. And then every time I wear that, I'm always like, oh, like I remember like being like, you know, where we sat and like seeing everything that we did. And I'm like, oh, like that's part of the memories. And that's one reason why I regret that I didn't buy more merch when I was like younger and always trying to be like, I'm going to save as much money as possible. Because like me going to live events is a pretty rare thing. Like I don't do it often just because it's hard for me to like always justify the money to buy the ticket. But now I'm like, I don't even remember the places, like the things I've seen. And I know that it doesn't matter because everything I've been to, Josh has always been to. So I could always just ask Josh where we've been to. So
I'm forgetting where we went to.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the very first thing I know for a fact was like a Christian rap concert, like back when we were like in college. That was the first time I ever saw anybody live. And you know, people like make a joke about like, oh, like Christian rap, like how dorky is that, you know? But like, it's actually like, if you listen to the music, it's actually like not that bad. Like the beats are pretty sick. People hate on it for no reason.
That's true. Yeah. And a lot of like, I think dance groups use a lot of Christian rappers' music too when they were getting
especially
big
nowadays. Oh. Yeah. Because a lot of the song, well, I mean, you know, it's kind of maybe like not ideal, but some Christian rap songs, you wouldn't even guess that they're Christian songs based on the concept of lyrics. So that's a topic for a different podcast episode. But yeah, like that was like one of the first things I went to. And then like, but we've seen Post Malone, we've seen Khalid, and like I don't have any merch from that, and I'm like, I regret that, you know? Like I wish I'd bought some stuff, because like those are definitely a lot of fun. Post Malone for sure. Like if I were ever to see somebody live again, I would want to see Post Malone live again, because that was one of the funnest concerts I've ever been to. So
I've been to a lot of festivals and I spent a lot of money elsewhere, so like adding merch on top of that, and also because I went so often, that's the reason why I didn't feel like inclined to buy it as much as you did. Like I've been to EDC 3 times, I've been to Coachella. Those things are easily like at least a grand. And that's like, if that's with you cutting corners and saving money and that sort of thing, because the tickets alone are already like half that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been to like other, the main rave company in the US is Insomniac. I've been to like other like Wonderland events that they have, where it's like 2-3 day festivals, that kind of thing. But I think more recently I've been enjoying the more kind of like solo artist shows. Like I remember last year I took Kayla for her birthday to go see Dua Lipa, because that was her that's her favorite artist. And she had a great lineup. Like, you know, I had a great time, and it was like a different style of music, but I enjoyed it very much. And, you know, Dua Lipa was like on it. She like, that was the first time I got to see an artist have a performance versus watching a DJ and just like being more captured by the stage rather than just a DJ, you know, twisting knobs and doing some like, you know, drops and things like that.
Yeah, and be like, let's go.
Don't get me wrong, they'll always have like a place in my heart, but at the same time, like, it was a nice new thing to try out.
Right, for sure. Yeah, I think it's like cool to see like different, like the kinds of venues that different artists will perform at. Like, we've been to like small ones where like one of the Christian rap ones we went to was like, it was, I think it was like literally outside of like, they did it in a garage, but like a warehouse garage kind of thing. And that was pretty cool because it was like small and intimate and all that stuff. But then like you also, you know, like we went to go see Twice, and that was SoFi, which is like the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to like venue size, you know, like that's really cool. I don't know. I think it is also interesting to see though that like different artists perform very differently and put different levels of preparation to it. Like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, Josh and I have seen Khalid and Post Malone. And Post Malone is a showman through and through. I think like he's like everything in terms of like he prepares what he's going to say. He prepares like what he's going to do between songs. Khalid, on the other hand, is he's a singer first and foremost, I think. And so he's prepared to perform his songs. He's not prepared to do much else. Like in terms of like working the stage itself, it was very like lacking, I would say. I don't know. Josh, what do you think?
No, I agree. I think it's Khalid was still very new at the time. And so when he was performing, he literally said, "What's up, LA?" like every song. Like that was his only way to interact with fans. Like he wouldn't stop to like talk to anybody. Like, you know, like some artists stop and just kind of like talk and kind of have a good time. I just felt like he was just trying to get through his set. And I think he was still nervous because it was at Staples Center, now the crypto.com arena or whatever. But it's a pretty big venue. I was surprised that he was performing there because he was like, he was on the rise, but I don't think he was like, I mean, I still kind of think he kind of dropped now, but it was on his rise for sure. But yeah, his showmanship was not there. It was like he would sing and he'd be like, "What's up, LA?" And he keeps singing. And I was like, "Are you gonna stop to like, you know, like ask, you know, like, because like artists stop and like talk to the fans, right?" And there was none of that. Yeah.
It's the "Oh, what's up, LA? Like, how y'all doing tonight?"
There was no "how y'all doing tonight." It was just "what's up, LA?" Yeah.
Like, it was hard for him to just like try to make conversation.
Yeah. I mean, like, if he stopped, I think if they had like a little bit of time to kind of do, to be able to talk to the fans and stuff, it would be nice, but they didn't have that at all.
Yeah. And I think also, I think it's just because I think we saw Post Malone before we saw Khalid. And so, I mean, my memory might be a bit fuzzy. I don't remember too clearly, but I think it's just the contrast between the two is very stark, in my opinion, especially because, like, you know, like Post Malone songs can be very loud and very like they really hit, like the bass really hits you. Khalid's like the main thing about his songs is like his voice, right? Because he's a singer. But like Post Malone will like really be in your face with his performance. I remember there was one song, I think it was the one that he had with Ozzy Osbourne, But then he like brought a guitar out and he just smashed it on stage. And I don't think he even like he, I don't think he played a single note on that guitar. He literally just brought it out to smash it. And I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy. Like that's what your production value is at. You could just bring a guitar out just to smash it. Like you're not even to play it. Like this guitar saw no mileage. You know what I mean? Like so it's interesting.
He played it. He played one of the slow songs with it.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know. And then at the very end of the set, it was congratulations. Mm. And then he like smashed it. Mm. But apparently he does that at every concert, so he goes through a lot of guitars.
Jeez. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. And then like meanwhile Khalid's just kind of vibing on stage, you know? So I think it's just different shows.
I know like we talked about for me, Jackie, and Kevin going to music festivals a lot. But we, like Kevin and I, like Kevin said, we went to a lot of like concerts for artists for like just their album or whatnot. But for Damian and Jackie, which one do you guys prefer? I mean, Jackie, you only went to one music festival, but if you were to like choose again to go to another concert / music festival, which one would you pick? A concert or would you pick a music festival?
I would probably choose a concert. I feel like a concert is more intimate with the audience and the performer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, if the artist is good, you know, like what's popping up on my For You page lately is Bruno Mars. He's on tour. And like, mm-hmm. I saw him perform in the clips from when he performed in South Korea. And like, he pulled the, like, almost all like the K-pop artists were there at his concert. And like he would always say like so much funny stuff and like cheesy stuff. But I think like concerts where the artist is more one-on-one with their audiences would be really nice. I've only been to one concert that had just one performer, like that was his concert. And then the other concert I went to was like a K-pop concert. So I saw multiple. But the first concert I went to was actually from this Thai artist I grew up listening to. I don't want to butcher his name or anything, but it's like Bird Dong Jai. I would listen to his cassette tapes on a cassette player and in the car. And then my aunt was able to get tickets, so we went, and it was so nice. I actually have a shirt from the concert. That's why I'm like, oh, I have merch. Like, yeah, like I want to go to concerts. Experience the like the quote unquote one-on-one with them and then like buy merch to for like memories.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, merch is part of the memories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you said you saw some like K-pop artists perform, like what was that part of?
It was some like Korean American thing. I remember Donovan like waking up early in the AM to go on the website to get us tickets to go. Cause there was definitely like important people there. I don't know who they were at the time, but it's like it was some like yearly thing and they were like, oh, congratulations for another year of passing, blah blah blah. And then I saw like 2PM and Girls Day and like other K-pop groups.
Mm-hmm. So this is like a older event. Like, how old were you when you went to this thing?
This was actually this K-pop one was.
She's like last year, you know.
I think. I think it was maybe like 10 years ago.
Oh shoot! Okay, yeah, that's a while ago.
Like, wait. Like maybe like.
Was it like
between 8 to 10 years ago?
Was it the KMF, the Korean Music Festival? Because I feel like I might have gone to the same one. There was Beast, there was 2PM, Girls Day, and then they had like, or at least this was my technical first music festival concert as well. They also had like more traditional Korean singers there too. Was there any of that at yours, or was it all just K-pop groups?
I think so. Like there was like, there was like someone like talking all like professional and everything. And then I think they had the trot singers and then they had K-pop singers. Maybe we went to the same one. I don't know.
Because I remember going to one when I was, I think I was like a freshman. Maybe like a freshman or sophomore in high school. It was like also about like 10 years ago-ish.
That's more than 10 years
ago. Oh, dude. It was like 15 years ago, dog.
You're right.
Yo, we graduated high school 11 years ago. Come on, man.
You're making me feel real old right now. That 30 starting to feel like it's coming real fast. It's like that meme where it's just like, here it comes.
Yeah, dude, it's right around the corner, really, like for you, for Josh, for me. Like, you know, I think I joke that like I'm not there yet, but I think it really is right around the corner when you think about it.
It's closer for Damien than you and me, but
that is true, but
God damn, y'all just threw that in my face that it was 15 years ago. God.
Damn. It's okay, Damien. Next year is my 10-year high school reunion.
Ours was last year.
Yeah.
Ours didn't even happen.
Yeah. I think what is it? Like, because someone's supposed to put it together, aren't they? I remember
It's supposed to be like the class president or somebody, but I feel like if they're like away and not caring about it, I think each high school has like an alumni portal that you're supposed to like log into and just kind of put your email there to get communication. But
oh, dude, I have no idea.
Yeah,
they planned mine, but they canceled it because I think there weren't enough people that signed up for it.
Ooh.
Dude, Wait, Danny, would you have gone if we had a 10-year?
I would have gone.
Yeah, I was so down to go, but then like, I don't know. I was pretty disappointed that no one ever sent me an invite for anything. I was like, yo, I want to see these people again.
Hey. I feel like for me, I just want to reconnect with people and then just kind of like congratulating them for just sticking it through like this long for life, just because 20s were rough, dude. Yeah, like, you know, just all throughout. So it's like, it's like a little bit of like cheering other people on and a little bit of like misery loves company. But, you know, anyways.
Yeah, back to the topic at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah, this concert was when Donovan was a freshman in college. So this was like 2014. And it was the first time I met his girlfriend that he's still with to this day.
It's not the same concert for me then, but okay, I'm glad you had fun there.
Damien's was 5 years before.
Yeah, he came to my room and he was like, Jackie, I got the tickets and I got them for $5 each. I was like, what? For $5?
That's crazy. You know what's funny is like, it's I almost feel like they're a bit more Korean acculturated than we are. Like they've seen the traditional performers and everything, Josh. I'm just sitting here like, yo, I mean, I saw like, you know, yo, you remember Dream Team back in the early 2000s?
At the Korean festival?
Yeah. I was there for that. What's up?
I was there for that too.
Yeah, y'all don't even know about Dream Team, do you? Y'all don't know.
No, I know about Dream High.
No, that's the real OG variety TV, dude.
Yeah. So basically, Dream Team is they get celebrity, like Korean celebrities, so either like artists or, you know, like movie stars or whatever, and then they compete against professionals professionals. So basically, like for example, the team will be all cops versus all like celebrities, and then they'll do like obstacle courses and like different types of challenges, kind of like things to see who gets a faster time, and it's just teams competing against each other. And then they did that in Garden Grove when there was actual Koreatown in Garden Grove.
Early 2000s, baby!
Early 2000s, they did it here and they filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember that being really hype back then. It's do you guys, I actually, Jamie or Jackie wouldn't know, but Damien, you know, across from that, the building that was in construction for like 15 years.
Yeah. The new senior center that took forever to build.
Yeah. Across from there. You know how it's like empty.
Didn't that used to be like a Kia car lot?
Something like that. But then like, that's like where they filmed it like way back when.
Yeah, it was like just dirt. Just dirt back then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they filmed it. Yep. I remember that. What's up, Dream Team? I know the lady that won what is it, Miss Korea that year. We went to church with her. So what's up? We got that on us too. We're Korean out here.
It's not a competition, bro.
I was about to say, is this about music festivals or is this about proving how Korean you are?
I don't know. I got distracted. Okay, guys. Leave my ADHD ass alone. okay, we can go back to concerts. Actually, I know I said that every concert I've been to, Josh has also been to. There's actually one that he hasn't. And that was when I went to go see 17. I saw them live. That was great. That was a show. If you guys don't know, 17 is like my absolute favorite K-pop group. And that's because, you know, like, I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast. I don't actually know if I have, but I have a background in dancing, where like I danced a lot in high school. I was on a team for like about a year and a half in college as well, where we went and did performances and we competed. And Josh has been my number one supporter through all of that, man. Like, he went to like every show pretty much. It's kind of crazy. But because of that, I have an appreciation for good choreography and like really good formations and like the way that they can transition in between. And 17 does it better than every group in K-pop right now. Like, it's not even close. Every other group that people have told me, like, oh, well, like, they're being like touted as like one of the best dancing groups in K-pop. Like, what do you think? And I'd be like, I like watch videos and I'd be like, it's not the same. Like, they're not as good. Because there's always just something lacking. And I think because, you know, performance is like a whole thing, right? Like, it's not just doing the moves, but it's also in terms of like your energy. There's also like your facial expressions. And there's also like, I think this is something that like, it's harder to explain, but like spirit, it's just like different choreography has different spirit to it. So there's like, with the more hard hitting stuff, the spirit of that is more aggressive, right? With the more emotional songs, you have a more soft spirit. And so I think when it comes to spirit, and this is just a term I use for it, because I don't know, like, no one ever told me what the actual word for it is. But 17 has like, they get their spirit done right, I think. And I think that's why they're a lot of fun to watch. But yeah, I was like, oh, I am in K-pop heaven right now watching them perform. yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because a lot of like there's just so much things you can appreciate in the way like their formations move. That's a lot of fun. Anyway, my rant about 17 is over.
Well, no, so that's actually a good way to kind of, I have a question that comes up because of that. Jackie, this may be a little bit different for you, but basically for the rest of you guys, Jackie, Josh, what would you consider would be your favorite performance that you've seen so far? Like, it's hard for me not to say concert because, you know, you guys have only been to like one music festival, but obviously we saw a lot of artists there. So if you were to pick one performance that you really appreciated and really enjoyed, probably your favorite, what would you pick?
I mean, obviously she's going to say Jay Park, right? Like, she got to see him shirtless.
I think my answer is one of the songs that he performed. But I only say that because we left after his set to get food, but I wanted to stay because I wanted to see Keshi. So I only saw Keshi from the line that we were waiting to get food from. So I think if I saw his set, my answer might have been one of his, because I saw clips from when he performed and I was like, oh, his mic is on. Like, you could tell it's on. Like, it was so good. But out of the ones that I saw in person, it would probably be when Jay Park brought out PH1 and Sick K and they performed The Purge. I feel like, I don't know, like, yeah, he's like one of my favorite artists that I listen to and all that, but I feel like he performs really well. Like, yeah, he talks to the crowd, he sings, raps, dances, he interacts with the people that he brought on, like, yeah, because girls were throwing their bras up there and everything, but it's like, he would make jokes and, like, you know, just have fun on stage, and I could see that he was definitely enjoying his time on stage.
He also got very drunk on stage.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
with his soju brand.
Nice.
Yeah, I think the purge stood out to me the most out of his whole set.
I did enjoy his performance over Jackson Wang's performance, just because I felt like it was very pensive and very, I'll say, artistic. Jackson Wang's performance was very like artistic compared to, like, I think, Jay Parks was very showmanship, like, more so than anything. But Josh, what would you say is, you know, one of your favorite performances that you've seen in person?
And just in general, not just Head in the Cloud?
Not just Head in the Clouds, just in general. Like, because, like, you know, Kevin said his was 17, like, he enjoyed going to the 17 concert, and that's his favorite K-pop group to see. So.
Well, that's a hard question.
Is it?
I feel like I only go to concerts that I want to see. I think, okay, Twice has to be up there, but I think the one person that I really enjoyed watching was Ed Sheeran. Because I went to go see Ed Sheeran at Hollywood Bowl, and it was like, it was so good. Because when he performs, he basically has a loop machine that he uses when he's on stage. And so I'm pretty sure people have seen it, but what loop machine does is he plays something on the guitar and he loops it, and that just keeps playing. And then he does something else on top of it for example, he'll play like a beat on the guitar where it sounds like a drum, or it just has beats in it, and he'll loop that, and then he'll harmonize, like, he'll sing a random harmony note, and he'll loop that, and he'll start singing, and then it just becomes him, like, a song. Mm-hmm. A lot of his songs are just, like, loops of him doing different musical stuff. And so, like, it's crazy because he's just one guy standing on stage doing all of that. And you hear, like, how musically talented he is, and he just goes through everything. And I had so much fun. Like, this was the Deluxe album concert, which was at Hollywood Bowl. And it was like, oh, man, it was so fun to just listen to him sing and, like, make the music on stage without, like, a band or anything. And when he was, like, performing, he basically said, yeah, someone kept complaining, saying, like, there was a hidden band or they were playing music in the background. But, like, because I love music and I, like, appreciate, like, stuff like that. Like, when I heard him, just first, like, one of the songs, he literally came up stage and he started, like, hitting this guitar. I was like, what the hell is this guy doing? Like, he's just making, like, doof, 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 doof sound, right? And I was like, what the heck? And he loops it and he starts singing to it. And, like, oh, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Honestly, I would be in awe to seeing someone that musically talented right on stage and do it right in front of you.
Cool. It was insane. I was just saying, because, like, you never see that. Usually you see a live band play with an artist, right? Mm-hmm. Or they're just playing tracks in the background with the DJ, right? But then he's literally up there with one guitar, and then they'll, like, swap out guitars here and there to, like, tune it for him, but then he's just constantly playing.
Mm-hmm. I think it especially stands out, right, in this, like, age of auto-tune and, like you said, like, tracks, where, like, artists will just kind of, like, they'll talk, and then they'll have a DJ hit a button, and then the song starts, and then they sing over it, right? And then I think Jackie also talked about this, right? Like, with Rikishi, like, she knew, like, his mic was on. Like, it's easy for artists, especially, to lip sync as well. And I think that's why, like, artists that don't do that, artists that sing fully with their own voice, that can show us how musically talented they really are. Like, I think when we can see not just the talent, but also the passion for the music pour out onto the stage, I think that's something that really stands out to all of us, right? So, yeah, I don't know. Damien, I mean, you asked this question to all of us, but I think we should rightfully, at the very least, reflect, like, you know, turn it back to you. You know, you want to tell us what your favorite live performance was?
So, there's honestly so many I can't really choose, just because also a lot of them are in a blur. So I'm sure that there's, like, ones that I know that I had, like, a really great memory, but I can't exactly remember because of recreational cost. I would say one that comes to mind that I really enjoyed as a live performance that was pretty random was coming out of the pandemic. I think this was also last year. Kayla and I were just like on a little roll of going to smaller concerts, smaller venues. Not like super small, but anyways, I got to see Jesse McCartney in person. Oh. It was super random. It was at the Wiltern in LA. So it was like a really intimate setting. He played his old songs. He played his new album, which there's this one song in his new album where it was basically talking about how the lyrics talk about how he's going to propose to his wife and, you know, or, you know, propose to his girlfriend, basically his now wife. And like the lyrics are just super cute. They're just super like wholesome. And I think because last year it was leading up to our wedding, like it just made it feel all the more special for me and Kayla to be able to be there in person to watch him. Mm-hmm. And he's just like a really down to earth guy. And it was a really fun performance for us to watch. I think, you know, obviously we all enjoyed Beautiful Soul. So of course the crowd was like belting out to that. Mm-hmm. Most of the audience was like, you know, females who were like had girl crushes on them or childhood crushes on him, and the other men in the crowd, like I just avoided eye contact. Or if we did, it was like a quick glance and then just like a little nod, and then, you know, just back to just looking at Jesse McCartney on stage. But what's really funny was, for some reason, I learned and knew the whole song body language when he was going through his like weird club music phase, and I just started singing it like word for word. And then Kayla turns to me and she's like, "Why do you know these lyrics?" And I was just like, "I don't know. It's fun. It's a silly song, but I enjoyed myself at his concert most definitely." Just because I think it was the first time that I was like in an intimate setting like that outside of being like with a loud DJ in a festival where I could see like, I'm like, okay, like, you know, when you're at a festival, see one DJ, you have a lineup, yet this other one's playing at this exact same time. So we have to leave in the middle of the set to get to that person's like stage, which is like all the way across. So it was nice to just be able to stand in one spot and enjoy some classic, throwback music with Kayla. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I completely forgot Jesse McCartney was like a person. Yeah, well, that's crazy.
I definitely listened to him growing up. I still listen to him to this day. I got his songs on my playlist.
Definitely listen to his new album. It's good.
Beautiful Soul is classic, man.
It is a classic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember there's actually a video, a long time ago, where there's like this like Asian guy dancing to Beautiful Soul. And I remember like when I saw it, like someone told me that I was on UCI campus. And then like, you know, now that I work at UCI, like I walked past the point where it was like, oh, hey, I know this point because I saw this in the video. That's so funny. But yeah, no, I think like performances, I think are fantastic. I think like I said, I was very hesitant when I was younger to spend the money on tickets. But then like after going to them with Josh, because he would really have to do a lot of convincing, and I apologize for that, Josh. You know, I know it's not always easy dealing with me and being stingy, but I think like going to them and like seeing the energy and seeing how different it is, because like my justification was always I can listen to the music for free, like I just hit play, you know, like what's the big deal. But the energy of the concert is definitely like it's so different, and especially like, I can't imagine like at an intimate setting, and particularly like someone who's talented as like Justin McCartney or like Ed Sheeran is, like that was a long rant for me to lead up to this, but I think my question for you guys is bucket list performer, like someone you've got to see before, you know what I'm saying, like someone where you guys like I need to see this person live.
For me, it used to be Swedish House Mafia, but I finally got to see them last year, so that's off my list. I need some time to think about that. Josh, yeah. Jackie?
First one that popped in my head was BTS. Second one that popped in my head was Jacquees.
Who is that?
You don't know Jacquees?
No, that sounds like you're saying something like a fart.
No.
That sounds like the sound that my sound that comes out of my body when I've had a little bit too much dairy. Jacquees?
Jacquees. He's an African American R&B singer.
Actually. Wait, why are you guys just going right past that joke like I didn't say it? Come on.
Your farts do not sound like Jacquees.
Anyways, y'all should check out his music because honestly pretty good, and like his voice is so, I guess, serenading. Like he did go viral for a little bit because he did a cover of LMI's Trip, and his version sounded way better than hers, and she got upset with it, so she had like it all taken down. But then everyone was like, oh, you guys should have just collabed the song, because honestly it was really good. But like, I thought, I was like, if I had to have one artist perform at my wedding, it'd probably be him, Jacquees. His voice is just so, yeah, serenading to me. But you already know my other answer. I do still want to see Jay Park.
You saw him.
I need to see him at just his concert.
Hmm.
I think for me, again, it's hard to choose, but I would actually say Bucket List Festival, if I were to pick one. The When We Were Young Festival. I really want to go to that one, just because it's in line with like my birthday, as far as it being in the month of October. It has all my favorite alternative emo music bands there, like Yellow Card, Green Day, 30 Seconds to Mars, Plain White Tees, Pierce the Veil, like all those bands. Like, that's like a part of me or my set of music that I listen to that I haven't gotten to see in person yet. And the fact that they have a festival where they just kind of like smoosh them all together is like really cool. Yeah, I would say that would be like my bucket list festival. I don't know necessarily if I have any bucket list artists anymore, just because all of my artists used to be DJs and I've seen a lot of them. So I feel like I've crossed almost everyone off my list. And then now at this point, all DJs for like EDM festivals, they're like new or people that I don't know. It's like what I don't know doesn't come to mind, kind of thing. Yeah. So that's me. What about you, Josh?
For me, I don't know. I wanted to see Post Malone, and I was glad I got to see him. But if someone that I haven't seen on my bucket list is probably Bruno Mars.
Mm.
Yeah. I love Bruno Mars.
Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever see him, because I think getting tickets will be impossible.
Mm.
Unless I get super lucky or I buy resale. But
Doesn't he have like a Vegas residency, or is that over? Since he's on tour.
That's Usher. Usher has
No, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. It's their band Silk Sonic. They have a residency at Vegas. Yeah. So you can see him live. It's just not exclusively Bruno Mars there. FYI.
Maybe I'll do that.
Hmm.
But he's probably not there because of his tour right now, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. I also saw the videos Jackie was talking about. Dude, it looks insane.
He was like, "Wakashi Poyo."
Yeah.
Like the only thing he could say.
Korean baby. It's so funny. I'm like, he could perform at my wedding too.
You know, did I ever tell you guys that Jeremy went to high school with Bruno Mars?
Yeah, I think you remember. I remember you telling me.
Yeah, like they used to be in the same, I think, friend group. Yeah, it's crazy when Jeremy told me.
For me, I think I'll never get a chance to see her, just because she's said publicly that she's planning on retiring from singing soon. And also, I don't think she's ever left Korea or left Asia for a tour. So I'd love to see IU live. I think she's just, I don't know, like, I think she's probably like the queen of I guess she's not like a K-pop artist, but like, yeah, like I've said as a joke before that if I weren't a Christian, I would worship IU as the goddess of music. But yeah, I adore IU. I think she's fantastic, and I've seen like clips from her concert that she had recently in Korea, and it was like, I think it's like a 3-day concert, and it looked so good, and I wish I would. That is like my dream to see her perform live, but you know, we're all talking about people we're probably never going to see live, right? So it's fine, whatever.
Oh no, I need to see.
I mean, if he retires from performing too, you're not going to be able to see him. So,
who, Jay Park?
Yeah,
I think he said he's going to retire soon.
Maybe yeah.
Yeah, he said he was. This makes me sad, but I did see on his social media that he said maybe one more tour. It's my last chance.
Yeah, I mean, if it does happen, you have to go. So
I have to go, and yeah. Y'all are coming with me because I'm not going by myself.
You can pay for our tickets and I'll go. I've seen him once. I've seen his chichis already, so I'm good.
I don't want to go by myself.
It's okay. I'm sure Amanda would love to go with you.
Oh, Slay. She likes Jay Park too?
I think so. I think she's mentioned him before.
Question mark?
I'm like blanking. It's funny. She's probably mentioned more female artists to me than she has male artists, so
I don't know. I'm gonna ask her when I see her. Mm. When we start talking and like getting to each other, I'd be like, you like Jay Park?
The first thing you say, not even like a hi, like nice to meet
no!
you.
No,
Jay Park.
Just plant the seed earlier in her mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like concert high is also a real thing. Like, do you guys do feel like that?
It's oh like, yeah, for sure.
Like, yes.
It's like you're just on cloud nine, and then you know, to call back to the title, or not the title, but the name of the festival y'all went to, you know, you feel like your head's in the clouds. And then like you come back home, and then like your ears are still ringing, and then you're like,
yeah, I was just gonna say, it's not on cloud nine, your ears is just popped, bro.
Yeah, no, your ears are ringing, and then you lay in bed and you're just like, ah, man, I'm so sad. I can't go to sleep. I'm all excited. And then the whole time in the background, you just hear,
ee. Yeah. My ears, so Kevin and I went to the Twice concert not so long ago, and my ears were like blasted for like 4 days. I couldn't hear anything. I was at work and people would talk to me. I'm like, what are you saying? I can't hear you.
They actually have earplugs for that now, like ones that will let you hear, but will also protect.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it was a concert. You want
experience.
Yeah, but the girl behind me, the girl behind me was screaming her head off, and like it was directly into my ears. So I was like, oh my God.
It was like a concussion, like the concussive brain.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't think right now.
Yeah. I think at the Twice concert was the most excited I've seen Josh in a long time, by the way.
Yes.
Like, I haven't seen him have that much energy in a long time. Like, randomly, he would look at, or not randomly, but like, he'd look over and be like, yeah! So, he was having the time of his life out there, so.
It's the best. Do you guys have light sticks?
I have the light stick.
Yeah.
Were you going with me? That's
he
so cute.
Yeah, he had the color synced up so that like whenever it would change colors, like it would his would change colors with everybody else's.
That's so
he was helping other people figure theirs out. And that was the best part. God. Was that like there were people like, how do you get this to match up? And he'd be like, oh, you gotta do this, this, and this. And he helped like everybody in our area with it. It was so funny.
So what happened is the one that they released for this concert is a new one, right? And so the previous ones, they had an app that you can sync to the stick, so you can change the color on the apps. But then this one, they got rid of the app completely, and you can change it on the light stick. And so people, like, there was these girls in front of us, and they downloaded the app, and then like I saw them for like 10 minutes just trying to use the app to sync it. And I was like, it doesn't work that way. I felt so creepy after a while, but then I was just like, someone has to tell them, because they keep going to back to the app. But I was like, it doesn't work that way.
Honestly, I was always so curious about how they would sync up the light sticks at the concert. Because I remember BTS was like, oh, we see waves of purple, you know? And like, is it because of the app? Or is it the new one you were talking about?
I don't know how they did it for this concert, but everybody that had the new one was synced. So as soon as you turned it on, it just synced.
That's and crazy. So
it was insane. Yeah. I think it's part of the new, new thing. Apparently, a lot of like concerts are doing it now, like with the wristbands, like the people buy wristbands, and then that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. They actually had that for Swedish House Mafia too. They had like light up wristbands, and then they just controlled like what colors were syncing up during the whole show.
Magic.
I feel like it's part of the performance too now.
Tyson! Right?
It's like the whole show thing. Like people say that like Taylor Swift gives like a whole stadium experience kind of thing. But I don't know. I feel like it's not worth what it's like. I think someone paid like $1,000 for a Taylor Swift ticket because like the ticket or the site crashed and then like the resale value was ridiculous. But yeah, I don't know. Actually, here's a question. What is the most you guys would pay for a single concert? Like concert, not a festival.
Who is it?
Like anybody we want to see or?
This is going to go back to the question I asked earlier, which was, your bucket list performer, right? You have a chance to see them. How much are you dropping for it?
I have a question. Is it a good seat?
We'll say 200 sections. So like not the best, but not the worst.
80. I'll say
80 is the most you'll spend.
Yeah.
Damn.
If it's a not good, but not bad section for one day, for one artist, then yeah, I'll pay 80. That's because like for I'm basically gauging it off of festivals. Like, it's basically where it works out to be like $100 a day. Now it's like more expensive because I'm basing this off of like experience prices, my experience from prices from before. Most I could tell you I paid for a ticket was I think $700 or $800. And it's because I bought the wrong Coachella weekend wristband. So I had a wristband lined up from a seller. It was like a resale from Facebook. I went to go meet them up the weekend of like the festival. And then I was like, why is this a weekend two band? I need weekend one. And they're like, the post clearly says weekend two. I was just like, oh no. So I had to find another wristband seller and basically I got scalped. But like, I just had to eat the price because I promised my friend I would get him the ticket. It was supposed to be where I was able to get two wristbands for like $700 for like the both of us. But then I ended up using all of that just for one. And so I was like, I ended up just staying back one day, the first day of Coachella, and just letting everyone else go. And I just stayed.
I feel like Coachella is different though. It's a whole music festival different.
I know I kind of went on a little mini rant because that was just the most expensive thing I've ever paid for one single event or like one thing experience to say, but I'll pass it back to you guys as far as what you'd be willing to pay for.
Like I did have a set price, but I was like, if it's a good seat, like if I'm on the floor then and it's a good view and everything, I think I'd pay maybe like, say I'm going to see BTS, right? I would probably max pay maybe $600 for that ticket. But it's like nowadays people will just buy tickets for resale. So it's kind of hard to get tickets.
For me, I think I'd pay for the section you said 200, like about mid seats, maybe $300. And it's $300, not resale. So like,
pre-sale
or like pre-sale. If I can get it at like opening.
Yeah.
Okay. I probably agree with Josh for your section that you said, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I must be really out of touch then, because like I am very cheap compared to what you guys are willing to pay.
Yeah, dude. $80 didn't even get you.
$80.
Yeah, that doesn't even get you the nosebleeds anymore, dog. Like
that's parking, though.
Yeah,
I paid $80 for twice parking, dude.
Yeah. I forgot what I paid for Dua Lipa, but I don't think I spent nearly that much. And then we were on the floor. Like, we were, like, actually, like, on the floor, like, able to, like, get close to the stage if we wanted to. But both Kayla and I are like, nah, we don't want to be rubbing against people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because last year, 2 years ago, Kev? But twice? 2 years ago?
Last year.
Last year. I paid, like, $350, almost $400 for the floor seats with the fees and everything. I think the ticket itself was like $350, which was it was worth it. 13 rows away from twice was worth it.
That's cool. 13? That's so cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
That's close enough that we could see the detail on their face.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how close we were. And I think like, because people ask about like, you know, is it worth it? And I'd say, I think it's worth it to do it once. Right.
Once, yeah.
Yeah. Because like otherwise, like you have to see like you just see their like the tiny ant form of them, and then you have to see whatever the camera shows you on the big screen, right? Mm-hmm. But then when you're that close, you can choose what to see through the arms and phones of everyone around you. So
you yes. know,
it's a trade-off.
I'm triggered right now.
Yeah, that's why I say it's worth it doing once, right? Like, I wouldn't, I don't know if I'd ever buy floor seat tickets again just for that reason. Yeah. But I think, like, for me, like, 200, like, I think it's more than reasonable. Like, 200 sections is plenty nice for me, in my opinion, to go see a concert. Because I just wouldn't want to go pay, like, nosebleeds again, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like nosebleeds is too far from the action.
I agree.
Yeah. But to see IU, like I think in the same vein, I think like maybe like 200 to 300 is like the cap on that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Now I'm just getting sad thinking about how I'll never see her. It's okay. Whatever. Yeah.
But I think like kind of going back to it, like Head in the Cloud, like it was fun. And the price that we paid, I think it was worth it. To see that many artists, right?
Oh yeah, especially like the amount of artists we wanted to see too, right? Like
so that's why I get where Damien's saying, where it's like kind of cheap, like where I don't want to spend too much money because you can see so many artists at once if they're at the like a music festival, comparing to paying like a couple hundred bucks to see one artist kind of thing, right? So I get where he's coming from, but I would still pay the couple hundred bucks to see the one artist. Because music festival is so tiring.
Yeah, and it's a trade-off of what exactly you're getting, right? Like, I think the music festival, you're paying for the quantity of artists, whereas, like, with a concert, you're paying for, like, genuine quality of this one artist. Because, like, music festival, their set's, what, 15, 20 minutes? Like, maybe 30? But then, like, concert is a full 2-3 hours of just this one person you want to see. And so I think that's, like, the nice thing. Yeah, but festivals are definitely, like, I think because I remember, like, the first, like, day one, we just ran back and forth between like different places. Like I felt like we didn't really have time to breathe or like wait. We just kept going like, oh my God, we want to see this person. And now I want to see this person. Well, we want to see this person. So I think like that was a lot of fun. Head to the Clouds is such an experience, man. Like, and it's also funny to me because I was like, wow, I didn't realize there were this many Asian Americans like around. Cause there was just like, it's just Asian Americans. I was like, oh my God, there's so many of them. Like, wow.
Yeah. It was really fun to do that with you guys. I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say. Dang it.
Sadly, I don't think we are going to Head in the Clouds this year. I think. Right?
I don't think
can't with the Kitchener model. Yeah.
I'd love to go. There are people that I do want to see, but it's more fun when we're all together.
Yeah. I think Amanda does want to go, but I don't think we're going just because I think she can only go one of the days and you can't buy a single day pass for Head in the Clouds. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. But, you know, the memories were good while they lasted, at least. Like, you know, we went and we enjoyed it. And so
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, and I think it's funny because what was it? We took a selfie on day one of our group, right? Like it was four of us plus Kayla. And then I thought it was so funny that one of my friends who's never met any of you guys, she was like, why the hell is everyone in your friend group so good looking? I was like, oh, damn. Like, you know.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And then I made the joke, right? Like that we were the best looking group at Head in the Clouds. But honestly, like when you, I mean, I don't think I was wrong either about that. Like, to use a word from Jeremiah, you know, there were some hurt looking dudes out there. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Those are good memories. I think it was a good, a good way for all of us to spend time together and to also kind of just get away from everything else for a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. I kind of miss like hanging out with you guys and I think like that year, that summer and like the couple months around it were like probably the time we were seeing each other the most regularly. Like Jackie was coming up a lot. And obviously, you know, we still have to go see Jackie, guys. I hope you guys realize like that is still like I think we've been friends with Jackie for like 3+ years now and we still have not gone to visit her. So that's something we do have to do.
I stay driving to them, you guys. They need to come to me.
There's just nothing to do there, Jackie.
No, we met Jackie halfway.
That's true.
I mean, the place where I live, if you want to play in the water and all that, we have a man-made lake. Okay, you can go on the boat. Okay, go on, take a kayak out, play some volleyball.
Whoa, don't you say volleyball around me, Jackie.
We do have a volleyball court, actually.
Say less. That's all you need to say to get me to go.
And it's like, I have all like this outdoor water, like sun water stuff to do here, but it's like, it's not fun if it's just me.
Just play like, volleyball by yourself.
I live in here and I'm like, oh, I have access to all this. And I'm like, it's not fun if I go with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to come see me.
Say it, Damien.
Say what?
Your infamous line, say it.
I don't know what my infamous line. What?
I'll say it for him. I'll say it for him. Just friend zone trip.
Oh. Oh, I mean, I was gonna say like, no. Yeah.
Just friend zone trip with their plus ones.
Yeah. I mean, I was also going to suggest when we were talking back where Josh was talking about Bruno Mars and wanting to see him live, and when Damien had mentioned that his band Silk Sonic is at Vegas, I was like, I mean, that sounds like a perfectly fun, like, because I think we did talk about going to Vegas. It just plans fell through, right? But that sounds like a perfectly fun Just Friend Zone trip too, so.
Yeah. I just can't go this year because I'm already going to Rise Festival with my family early October.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like the rest of the time, I'm going to be helping Kayla, plan our Halloween party. So you guys will be there for that, I'm sure.
Yes.
I mean, I gotta be there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean I guess. I mean, like, yeah, I'll be there, you know. So
mm-hmm.
More than happy.
I will be there.
I'll try to think of a fun costume. I only have the one good costume, and everything else is pretty trash, so. All right. Well, this is a fun conversation. It was supposed to be centered around Head in the Clouds and concerts, but I think I went on a couple of rants randomly, and that was, you know, a little off topic. But thanks for hanging in there, y'all. You know, I think if anything, this isn't really meant to be like a promo for Head in the Clouds. This is just a fun way for us to talk about things we've been to and things we've seen live. And obviously, like, music isn't the only thing you can go see live, right? There's other things. So don't let that limit what you believe live events should be. I think stand-up comedy is a great thing you can go see live. Technically, I guess you could say Hibachi Chefs are also a live show. They do say it's what? A dinner and a show, right? So technically it's a thing. So if Hibachi is for you, you know, tell me tell me what the experience is like, because I've never been to Hibachi. But anyway, thanks for hanging in there. This is a lot of fun. And with that out of the way, I'm being told to also say, you know, if you enjoyed the conversation, go ahead and share us, you know, on your social media, tell your friends about it. Because, yeah, we love, you know, I'm an egomaniac, so I love it when people listen to me. But yeah, other than that, thank you very much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
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 See ya.